You are valuable. You do have purpose. You are not what they said you were. Prosperity will find you. You are successful. You are beautiful. Your past does not define you. The moment you decide to look outside of yourself for value is the moment you give your rights away to be authentically you. Your value is not in what your mother thinks of you, what your father thinks of you, what your family and friends think of you. Your value is what you think of yourself. That is the secret to authentically loving and being you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. I'm very excited to be here today because I love giving you guys nuggets that is given to me throughout the week. This week has been amazing. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of transparency, a little bit behind the scenes of who I am, because this is all about the metamorphosis, right? So you guys, I got a surgery done on my body. I got a breast reduction and a lift and some light lipo on the side and things like that. And prior to surgery, I was like so nervous. Even after setting this appointment up, even after going through the hoops to get this appointment paid for, after all of the things that I did, the hard work that I did to set this up, I still allow nerves to come in and kind of almost hinder what I was going to do. Well, the days leading up to it, and even weeks leading up to surgery, I started to have like literally all these negative thoughts, and they were like overbearing, literally making me feel like, oh, if you go in, you're gonna die. Oh, if you go in, you're gonna have complications. Even like these visuals of me not being there for my children, and it began to scare me, and I began to say, oh, maybe this is God showing me that I shouldn't do it. Maybe this is God showing me or giving me signs that this is not the right decision for me. And as I was laying in bed the last night, right before surgery, so it was like on Thursday night, as I was laying in bed, I kind of had a dream that I was hugging something that was really, really comfortable. And it was so comfortable. And I was like, should I get the surgery? And I woke up out the dream. So I was like, I'm gonna go anyway because I need the relief. So I'll go into the surgery. I'm there, it's Friday. That morning, I'm so nervous. I'm like, God, your will be done. That's all I said. I said, God, your will be done. I made sure all my affairs were in order and I said, God, your will be done. Goes into surgery, gets out of surgery successfully. And as I'm in the room recovering, literally the Holy Spirit said, fear is a liar. Fear is a liar. And I started to ponder on that statement and I started to think, wow, fear had me in a place of thinking that I was not going to be here for my children, even though God had promised me that, God had showed me that. I allowed fear to overtake me to the point where I was getting physically sick from worrying about this. I started to think like, wow, something that I prayed for many years, I was going to allow fear to hinder it. And it made me think about how many people out here are literally living their life afraid to do what they know that they need to do. I thought about how many people are playing it small. Even when they pray for a big life, they pray for these big things, they pray for prosperity, abundance, but they're living below their means, let's just keep it real, because of fear. Fear of people thinking that they might think they better than somebody. Fear of thinking that, oh yeah, I can't have this because I'm a kingdom child. And if we have too much, then it don't look like I'm being blessed by God. Fear of all these things. And I wanted to let someone know that fear is so deceitful. When I say it's so deceitful, I mean that because fear deceived me into truly thinking all of these negative thoughts, truly causing me to start thinking that these things were signs from God, when in actuality, it was fear. It was the enemy's way of causing this fear in my life so I wouldn't get the relief that I needed, the relief that I prayed for. And someone's listening to this and you're like, I want to do this with my life while I pray for this, but I'm scared to speak. I'm scared to write a book. I'm scared to start this business. I'm scared to go on that job interview. I'm scared to apply for that job. Stop allowing fear to keep you stuck. Stop allowing fear to keep you from living a comfortable life. You see, God is an awesome God because while during the pre-op of my surgery, I had a nurse that was a believer, and as I told her I was nervous, she began to say Psalms 91 over your life. She began to tell me all these scriptures that will help me to eliminate this fear because she knew that fear was a liar. She began to tell me her testimony. Even in recovery, God had to send a nurse to remind me how much fear had lied to me. And this nurse said to me, and I'm going to say it to you guys, you claim you're a believer, right? Well, why are you worrying? Why are you worrying? You claim you're a believer, right? Then why are you allowing fear to keep you in the same situation year after year? You claim you're a believer, right? Well, why are you allowing fear to hinder you from walking into the person that God has called you to be? It's time for us to really step back out of this place of comfortability, out of this place of, oh, well, I'm scared of this. And what if it does happen? Can we do anything to change that? Because if we are believers, we know that our life is in God's will. So there's nothing we can do to change our fate, right? So we have to live our life watchful, but not fearful, because fearful is of the enemy and it's deceitful. It will make you believe that you are seeing signs of things. Oh, well, this sign, this is a sign. No, it's not. It's your mind allowing fear to overtake you. My challenge to everybody listening to this is to dig deep within yourself, and whatever it is that you have been putting on the back burner, I want you to think about it. Are you putting it on the back burner because of fear? Fear of not having enough money to start the business. Fear of not having the credentials to apply for the job. Fear of not wanting people to look at you different. That's hindering you from writing the book that's going to open the doors that you are praying to be opened. Fear of not wanting to tell people your story because it's too painful. That's hindering you from the breakthrough of the people that are attached to you. In this season, we have to let go of fear. If I would have allowed fear to keep me stuck, I would have canceled that appointment. I wouldn't have the relief that I have now. Even when I look at myself in the mirror now, I can say I like what I see. Because before, I didn't like what I saw. And it was only stealing my confidence. And a lot of us is letting fear steal our destiny. So my challenge to you is dig deep, analyze, and release the fear. Fear can no longer hold us bound in this season. I pray that this message blesses someone. Take the seeds that are for you and leave the rest for others. Thank you all for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. I am thankful for health in my body, peace in my mind, ears to hear and eyes to see. I am thankful for hands to write, legs and feet to stand, and wisdom to understand the gems that were given unto me today. I am thankful that I can create a strategy that I can implement into my life. I am thankful I am divinely created for such a time as this. I will be thankful for the small things, because the small things are only preparing me for the bigger things that are coming into my life.